Hello, GWA. This is LFA Array, or Ally, or whatever you guys decide to call me. And with me today, I have...
I am Gimla. Hi.
Hello, world. And today... I swear to God, I'm just going to be derpy today. Oh, God. We are here doing Sinful Stella's Sexy, Scary, Silly Halloween Questionnaire. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, question one. What zombie from The Walking Dead would you fuck? If you haven't seen The Walking Dead, then what zombie from your favorite movie/TV show would you fuck?
I don't know any named zombies. Okay, that's not true. I don't know many named zombies. Like... I haven't seen much of The Walking Dead. Most of the zombies have names. Are they pets?
Well, like, I feel like there's some of them. I mean, you have, like, the randoms that, you know, always die, and then, like, some of the main characters have been turned into zombies.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, so, I think that's... I don't know if that was her intention. Maybe one of those. I mean, that technically works. Technically, they turn into zombies,
true
right?
That, true that. I have no idea, though.
I feel like I would, it's gonna be weird, I'm actually picking a girl because I can't really think of any male zombies from The Walking Dead. Like, I'm actually, like, thinking back.
Also, if they were a zombie, they probably wouldn't be able to get it up. I mean, blood flow is probably going to be an issue with a zombie.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's why I was going to pick a girl, because otherwise guys are going to have issues.
Although the girl zombies wouldn't be able to lubricate either, but
we are thinking far too logically for this.
Fucking a zombie is not a fun experience.
No, I feel like you'd have to, like, muzzle them, or, like, I don't know, wear chainmail, so if they try to bite you, they bite it and not you. But I feel like that'd be, like, the most horrible session ever, like, clink, 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 clink,
now,
clink.
That is kinky.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, that was fantastic.
Okay. Oh, what's
that? I feel like...
That one in the first season of The Walking Dead, it's like the zombie that's, like, missing from, like, around about the waist down, and, like, people gave her, like, this huge, like, backstory and stuff. I'd probably pick her just because, like, that's the famous zombie, right?
Oh, yeah,
the
I know
prestige.
What you're talking about.
I don't remember what name they gave her.
Yeah, I don't either. But I feel like... Okay, so I'm going to say this now. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen The Walking Dead, I'm about to ruin your day. I want to say, I think Andrea gets turned into a zombie. And she was actually kind of cute. I wouldn't want to hear her talk at all. She couldn't. It's fantastic for me. But...
She can do other things with her tongue.
Exactly. I mean, she's attractive. We can make this work. Definitely. So.
Alright. So I guess that's question one done.
Yes.
Fucking nailed it.
I know. Nailed it. Okay. Mission accomplished.
Question two. You are at Camp Crystal Lake, and you're about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason kills you. Where did the two of you fuck?
I feel like the better question for me personally would be, like, where wouldn't we?
Well, I mean, we have limited time.
I know, but there's so many good places if you're at a camp. Let me think. Maybe I'm at the... I feel like I'm going to be traditional with this, which is going to be sad. Usually I'm not. You mean, like, the counselor cabin tent? Thing?
Is it a traditional sex place for you? In the what kind of counselors did you have growing up? Because that's not normal.
I did it. I never went to, like, a camp that had counselors and things like that. So I'm just going off of what I've seen in movies, which is equally terrible. I mean, I would say the lake, but I can't swim that well.
That's so
it'd be more like they'd be holding me up so I don't drown.
I mean, you're gonna die anyway, right? Like, freaking Jason's coming after you. Just have
that's
sex
a good
in the
point.
Lake and drown.
Well, actually, if you think about it, if you do it in the lake, then wouldn't he have to then try to swim to get to you? Unless he's just going to run around the lake and wait for you to come out.
I don't know. How good can he throw that machete?
That's a good point. Once he throws it, it's gone. We are thinking way too logically about this.
Yeah.
We need to... What is your answer?
In the lake. I would just drown before he could get us.
I'd be okay with that.
He doesn't get the satisfaction.
It's just like one of those, like, make a pact. Like, no, he's not going to kill us. We're going to freaking have sex right now, and we will just go together.
Yep. What a way to go.
I know, exactly. Oh, God. Oh, my Jesus. Number three. If Freddy Krueger had dildos instead of knives, would you still be afraid to go to sleep?
Definitely not. I said definitely not. Let's get it done, Freddy.
Yeah, I'd say not so much. I mean, technically, like, depending, like, if his fingers were, like, the same size, I mean, that could get really interesting. Like, I wouldn't really, I'd just put, like, a bag over his head so I wouldn't have to see his face.
Well, that depends, though. Does this change his disposition? Like, because he now has dildos instead of claws, does he now just want to fuck you with the dildos, or is he just going to bash the shit out of you with the dildos?
I don't know what would be the worst way to go,
right? I feel like knives would be quicker, but less interesting.
Exactly. It's like, here, I'm just going to beat you with all these dildos. But, oh no. My brain's just like, what if they're what if their dildos covered in knives? And tell me what, he could still kill you.
Yeah. Death by internal bleeding.
Okay, we're done. We're done with this question. We're done with this question.
Okay, then. Four, you are stuck in an abandoned, haunted, insane asylum. I feel like I pronounced that wrong for some reason, did I?
No, you did. Again.
But fear not, someone is coming to save you. Who do you hope it is? A, the Ghostbusters, B, the Winchesters, or C, Buffy Summers?
That's a really hard question, only because I feel like it depends on what it's haunted by.
I mean, ghosts,
but
right? That's what
I feel
haunts
like
things.
Oh, never mind, I'm being silly. I would probably say, okay, I say the Winchesters prior to this last season, because I don't want Crazy Dean. Spoiler alert, I don't want Crazy Dean. I don't want Dean like he is now.
You are just ruining every show for everyone.
Okay, actually, that set of spoilers wasn't that bad. I just said that he was crazy. I didn't say what happened to him. I just said that he is crazy.
That's true.
So I'm going with the Winchesters, because I feel like they would know how to take care of everything.
And I picked the Ghostbusters, because, I don't know, they bust ghosts, right?
I ain't afraid no ghosts. Sorry, I had to. Alright, I guess it'd be number five.
Why did she number them like this? Every time she did an ABC, she reset the numbering. Why? Stella, why?
I was just thinking, Microsoft. Microsoft is evil. That's what happened. Alright, number five. You're invited to a slutty Halloween party. What do you go dressed as?
Is there a difference between, like, a slutty Halloween party and a normal Halloween party? Because, I mean, so many people show up in slutty costumes anyway.
Oh, I feel like there really isn't. I feel like they're really, really trying to outdo themselves.
I mean, if it's specifically a slutty Halloween party, I'm probably going to go in a gimp suit.
You'd be like the one guy from the first season of American Horror Story. American Horror Story, my bad. I feel like with me, I've been on this pirate and or Viking kick. So, and I could easily do either of those very scantily. So, it's a good day.
Okay, so this would be six?
Yes.
It's fuck, marry, or kill. There's six options. But yeah. So, A is Pinhead or Ghost Girl from The Grudge. B is Candyman or Carrie. And C is Pennywise or the Queen Alien. So I guess you can only pick three, and, like, you couldn't pick Candyman and and Carrie. I guess you'd have to pick one from each thingy.
I could do that. I want to think of who I would. I feel like you really couldn't marry the ghost girl from The Grudge because she basically shows up to kill you.
I mean, are the other options better in that respect, though? I don't feel like they are.
No, they're not. Okay, so first off, Pennywise is dead. Very, very dead. He is deader than dead can be.
So is the ghost girl.
I cannot deal with that. Okay, so who am I marrying? Because wasn't the Candyman just like he killed people?
I have no idea who that is.
All right, we're consulting Google. I don't care. They could judge us all they want, but I'm going to Google this. I feel like can I marry Carrie? Because she's like the only semi-normal one. Like, as long as you don't piss her off.
Yep, that's what I was going to pick, too. I was going to pick marry Carrie, kill the queen alien, and fuck the ghost girl from The Grudge.
Actually, you know what? That's a good point. Okay, hold on. So we can both learn something new today on this audio, and everyone can learn it with us.
Educational!
Mm-hmm. Apparently, plot! Apparently it's a local legend about...
Local where?
I guess it's similar to, like, Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a guy that will show, like, if you say his name X amount of times, he'll show up and kill you.
Fun.
I'm just gonna steal your answer. Your answer is the more logical.
Yeah.
High five. I'm so proud.
I got this shit High down five. To a science.
Oh my god. Anyway, okay, number six.
Seven.
Do you have, oh my, what, oh lord. Okay, do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? If not, have you ever heard of any?
I mean, I have weird kinks, but I don't have any that's like, this can only be on Halloween. Or like, pertaining to Halloween.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why, I don't know, maybe it just means like... Some people might like that stuff. I don't know. I know I personally don't have any that's just, like, just the event of Halloween. Mm. I mean, I like the costumes and a couple other things that can be tied into the holiday, but the day, but not just the day, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So, no, I don't have any. I've not even heard of any. I've never been, like, heard with someone like, I can only come on Halloween. That's the only time it can happen.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
Okay, so 8. Do you get turned on by fear? If so, when did you first remember getting aroused when scared?
I feel like there's been like some fear play stuff that at least has been posted on like GWA that's been really, really good. And it's one of those like, I don't know why I'm so turned on right now.
Yep, go wide or there is all that to you. Oh my god,
I would say the first time I remember it.
Yeah, it will give you horrible new fetishes that are amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how Crazy Nurse came into fruition and my, you know, dipping my toe into the fear play pool. But yeah, and I would say the first time I remember it would definitely be, I'm just gonna name drop, I probably want to no names, high no names audios, because one of the first times I really started to see it, and I was just like, why am I enjoying this so much? This is, I have to add this to my list. I don't know why I'm doing this.
I'm running out of room on my list.
Just turn the page.
Yeah.
There's plenty more to add to it.
I do not get turned on by fear, though. I don't know. I mean, I can be turned on and scared, but I don't get turned on by, like... fear itself doesn't actually do anything for me. I don't know.
That makes sense. I mean, it's not, you know... doesn't get everybody, so. Okay, number 9. Oh my god, my computer's being derpy. Okay, it's your first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do you do? Chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone. Say, fuck it, and go on a killing spree. Woo. Do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or do you do something completely different?
I don't know about you, but finding a hot piece of werewolf ass and fucking the night away sounds
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. If we both get bitten, we know who we're calling.
Yeah. All right.
And technically, you could do the first one, too, depending on how kinky you get.
I mean, it's werewolf sex. You're already pretty up there, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point. A good point.
You could even fuck just a human person as a werewolf.
That's true. That's also a good point. We're making good points here.
Would I give a nod? I don't know. Questions that maybe shouldn't be answered, I don't know.
No, we're not answering that today. That is not on our list of questions for today.
Okay, then, moving on to number 10. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween? Sexual or non? Points if it's sexual. Oh, shit, I didn't know we were going to be keeping score.
Oh, I know, right? If I'd known that, I would have been, you know, kept my pointer counter up here.
Point counter. I'm pretty sure I'm winning.
Oh, we'll see about that. Let's see. Craziest thing done on Halloween. I really don't do anything on Halloween, usually.
I really don't do anything either. So I guess the answer would be, like, I went to a Halloween party last year, and that was the first time I did anything at all for Halloween. So I guess that would be the craziest thing. It's not crazy, but yeah.
Yeah, Sam, I was just going to... Actually, I guess craziest would be going to... we have something here in the States called Halloween Horror Nights at the theme parks. And those are pretty fun. I feel like that'd be crazy because I was running around getting the crap scared out of me voluntarily. So that counts as crazy.
It does. I never understood that.
And it was funny, too, because a lot of my friends were the scare actors, so they would call my name, knowing that I was freaked out, and I thought it was my friend who's with me, and they're like, I didn't call you. That wasn't me. And I was just like, who in this house knows me? And I was, like, searching around, looking at them, and they come up behind me and scare me, and I'm like, ah! I almost punched one of them because they didn't warn me. There was no warning.
I wonder how often those guys get punched, eh?
Pretty often, actually. Usually, you get in trouble if you actually hit the scare actors.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you do like a quick reflex, I mean, depending on how bad it is, they usually don't. I mean, they'll be like, okay, you know, you can't touch the scare actors. Just FYI.
Yeah.
But, oh god. Okay. Number 11. Run 11, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay, what character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives, the jock who gets off in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, the scream queen, the male hero lead, etc. He is, oh my god.
I would be
stereotype.
The virgin who survives because I have not gotten laid. Aw, sadness.
This needs to be remedied, good sir.
I know.
I feel like I would be like the one nerdy girl who actually knows what she's doing and is the one to get the hell out.
Nice. There you go, we both live. Hooray.
Exactly.
Suck it.
Mm-hmm. Suck it, horror movie!
Okay, so... I was about to say 6, but no, it's not actually 6, it's 12. A warlock has cast a spell turning you into what you've dressed up as for Halloween. What do you hope you've picked to wear? Remember, you will become the thing you were dressed as, so pick wisely.
Viking!
Well, this year, I'm going to a Halloween party again, and I am going to be dressed as a psycho from Borderlands. So I guess that.
Oh my god, you're my new favorite person now. I've actually been semi-trying to work on my Gage cosplay. It'll be a while before I actually get to wear it, but I'm trying to make, like, her all her mixed up.
Cut off your arm. Go all the way.
Oh man. That'd be so bad. That would be versus each other. I don't want to kill you. But again, if I'm a Viking, I'm a badass by raping and pillaging.
Fun.
Oh, my lord. What are we on, 13?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I love how it starts off with, uh-oh. Uh-oh, you just read from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? I feel like my first response would be to be like, well, shit. I should probably figure out a way to fix this.
Yeah, I'm not well-versed in defeating demons.
Can I call the Winchesters? Is that a thing? Is that a response for this? Is this valid?
Did you find the Book of the Dead in that haunted insane asylum?
Can I call Ash from Evil Dead? Like, will he show up? With his Necronomicon? I don't know.
That's what caused this.
That's true. Never mind. Well, Ash could still show up.
True. I have no idea what I'd do. I'd probably, you know, be incinerated by the demon, so... That's my answer.
I wonder if you flash it, like, I wonder if I flash it, if it'll just stop and give me enough time to run away.
It might chase you if you flash it.
I have to think of something.
Demons might be into that.
Oh god, then I should probably not.
That human posse.
Oh god.
Sorry,
yeah,
not sorry.
Oh god. I'm done with this question. We're done with this question.
Okay. So is this 14? Yes.
Yes.
You have woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have?
I feel like I would want to, like, test all the abilities that I have.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go on, like, a killing spree because, yeah, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, not if off I wanted the bat, to go on a killing spree, I could just do that now. It's not something that's, like, high on my to-do list.
Exactly. I feel like I would just be, like, I might, you know, go to a party and try to see if I either have that, you know, ability to control people.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Just kind of see what I can get away with.
Yeah, test it out. See if you have any of the lame vampire powers. Like, oh, you can't go in here unless you're invited. Or you can't cross bodies of water. Because that would suck.
So lame.
Yeah.
What number are we on? 15?
Yes.
Okay, 15. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it?
Have you seen that webcomic about different slutty Halloween costumes? And so it has, like, slutty nurse and slutty something else, I don't know, and the last one is just slut, and the costume is just a pack of condoms. I pick that.
I was going to say birthday suit, because technically that is a costume.
There you go, we both picked nudity.
Yes, we did. High five, partner.
Woo!
Oh, that was fantastic.
So this is 16.
Yes.
Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? Maybe a little cosplay, some time with that riding crop or handcuffs that are just for your costume. That's in quote marks. Some fear play, maybe?
Psh, I don't need an excuse. I just do it. Be like, hey, honey. And that voice, too, the sing-songy voice, it's usually how they know that, oh, Lord, what is she going to do?
It's working on me.
But, yeah, I wouldn't need an excuse. I mean, if it's, like, part of the outfit, then I would just play it up more so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't really need the excuse to do so.
I agree completely.
Okay. We are on 17. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween, and what were you?
That would be last year at the party I went to, and I went as Corvo Atana from Dishonored.
Ooh!
Except I went as Corvo without the mask, because that would have been a lot of effort.
Yeah, no, that mask is really, really hard to do. I can applaud that, but you just got more bonus points. Please, cease and desist. I only have so many points to give.
And I want all of it.
Let's see, the last time I got dressed up was, I want to say 2-3 years ago, and I went as this, like, female, sexy cartoon, almost like rendition of like Cookie Monster. And I got to have this ridiculous purple hair, which was fantastic. And it was like a hooded dress, and the hood was actually the cute monster mouth. And my hood had like the teeth and everything. It was so adorable.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and then I just took the hood and I would, you know, get some shirts and put the buttons on it so I could actually wear the hood with other stuff, because it was just adorable to wear in general. But yeah, that was, oh, I loved it. I still have the dress around here somewhere, but it's much too short now. So
no such thing. Number 18. Would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? If yes, would you join in or just watch?
Yes and yes.
I mean, the second one isn't a yes or no.
I make it into yes. I would do both. So technically it is yes.
Okay, fair enough. Yep. I mean, yeah, I'd probably try it. Although, I mean, I'd probably, you know, wrap up. I don't want to catch anything.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but no, I'd probably give it a go.
But that'd be the most awkward conversation. Okay, so are you clean? You got anything? Like, with your masks on? You're trying to have, like, this conversation?
Afterwards, just like, okay, who's the one with the herpes? And the answer is everyone now.
Oh, God! Oh, fantastic. Oh, that was... Okay, number 19. You and your best friend from childhood, whom you've reconnected with on Halloween, are now running from a horde of flesh-hungry zombies. Your friend trips over their own feet and falls to the ground. Do you, A, risk your life to maybe save them, B, pretend you didn't notice that they fell and just keep running, your friend may get back up and be fine, or C, stop and turn back, look at your friend for a moment as the zombies are closing in. Your friend's hand is stretched out to you, eyes pleading for help. You think, fuck this. I've never really liked that friend to begin with. Turn and run away from your former, as your former friend is taken over by the horde. There are screams filling the air. Now, you now have a nice head start on the horde of zombies.
Okay, but wouldn't B give you that same head start, assuming your friend didn't get up? I mean, why would anyone pick C? Like, C is just, like, unnecessary cruelty.
It really was, and technically with B, you might not, because if they can get, well, if they get back up and none of the horde actually gets to them, you still have the same head start.
True.
You still have the same start. You wouldn't necessarily gain more time.
I mean, I'd like to say I would pick A, but I've never been in that situation. It turns out I might actually be a coward and just I would just go with B. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel like, it depends. It depends on what I, well, weapons and things I have on me. Like, if I have something at my disposal where I know for a fact I can save them, then I will 100%, I will, well, not really 100%, I will do my best to make the effort to try to save them. If there is no possible conceivable way that I can make it happen, and they're just gonna get bitten and die, have to die anyway, I mean, I'll still try. But, I mean, this is going to come to the realization that, okay...
You're going to be doing some serious cost-benefit analysis in the space of, like, half a second.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, I will. It's quickly looking at your options. Horde. You. Exit. Well, if I have a grenade, throw a grenade in the corner somewhere, and I can get you up. Otherwise...
Goodbye.
You better get up and run!
Alrighty, number 20. What are your plans for Halloween this year?
I think I'm actually going to a party. I might be, I don't know yet.
You didn't see it, but it'll raise the roof motion. That's how I party, by the way. I just stand there going, whoop, whoop, and doing, like, the raise the roof with my hands. I don't get invited to many parties, I don't know why.
Yeah, it's rarely get invited to parties, so this is like a big deal that, you know, I'm possibly getting invited to one. It's kind of, they're still talking about it, like when it's going to be, what they're going to do, but hopefully I get an invite. Otherwise, I will find something productive to do. Might, you know, do a horror movie marathon or something.
Yeah, I'm going to a costume party thing this year. Hooray!
Who are you going as this year?
Borderlands Psycho, remember?
That's right, Psycho. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Except I'm going to be wearing a shirt because I don't have the body for not wearing a shirt to a Halloween party. Also, it will be cold.
Yeah, it's true. Let's not have you freeze.
So yeah, I'll be a psycho, but with a shirt and also with hair, because psychos are bald and I'm not.
Yeah, no, don't shave your head. No, no, unless that's your thing, but otherwise, no, no, no. Okay, now we're on to the Halloween GWA-related questions. So, do you want to go ahead? Do you want to do these? Yeah?
Huh?
Want to do them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's go. All right, so we're starting over at one, so I will not screw up what number I'm on. What kind, if any, scary, sexy recordings are you looking forward to hearing this Halloween? Your turn to answer.
See, there is one that I want to say here, but it's applicable to a later question, so I'm going to save that answer for the later question. But in general, I'm not sure. Basically.
I feel like I think with the community that we have, there's a lot of talent and creativity.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that there's going to be just good audios that come out regardless. So I'm just looking forward to just in general what everybody comes up with, because we have so much new blood compared to last year. I mean, we still have a lot of the people who were around last year, new people. So... I feel like I'm like the grandma. I've been around for almost 2 years at this point. But it's always nice to see just what some of the newer people come up with. So I guess that's what I'm looking forward to, is just seeing what people will come up with.
Yeah, I'm going to spend Halloween night at a party, and I'm going to spend Halloween day coming buckets on console.
Oh, yes, that's the way to do it. Just remember to hydrate. Remember to hydrate. It's very important.
Everyone says that. I don't actually come buckets.
You never know, magically one day you might just be like, I don't know what happened, and then just literally you're filling buckets, and my at that point I would be very faucet. Concerned. At that point, literally, like, each nut's like a... Never mind. Okay. I was going with it. I went too far. I am so sorry.
Number two. Do you enjoy Fair Play audios?
I feel like I enjoy the ways that people come up with, like, the different ideas to do Fear Play in. And, I mean, some of the ideas are definitely a lot of fun, so.
I don't. I don't like either the one where, like, I am the listener meant to be afraid. I don't know. I'm just not into that. I also don't like other ones where, like, the person recording is, like, terrified. That doesn't do anything for me either. I don't know. Well, I have made audios where I am instilling fear, and it was fun to do, but I'm not actually into listening to them.
That makes sense. Yeah, I've done both. Yeah. So, let's see. Number three. Have you or do you plan on making any scary, sexy recordings?
Yes, I have, and yes, I plan to. I'm going to make that contest, Halloween contest entry thingy, and it's going to be a sequel to something I've done before.
Ooh, I like sequels. Sequels make me happy. And for me, yes, I have. And yes, I will be. Right now, I'm actually going back and forth between two different audio ideas.
Right.
One of them is kind of written, the other one is in the works. But it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. One of them will be for the contest, the other one won't, because it won't fulfill the supernatural requirement.
Aye.
But it'll still be fun.
Fun is always good. Four. What's the scariest sexy audio that has turned you off?
I should think about that. Why is my phone going off? There we go. scariest? See, like, I feel like It depends on what they mean by scary, because there's been some that are meant to be scary but don't actually scare me that I liked.
Well, I mean, I guess it's the one that literally it just scared you the most. Like, you were the most like, ah! But you still got your rocks off to it.
I really don't know. Do you have an answer while I'm sitting here thinking?
Nah, I don't, like, listen to
that's right, scary videos. You don't listen here. To... Yeah, that's right.
I am too much of a bitch.
Oh, you're... Whatever. I really don't know what the scariest would be. I think I'm going to cop out on that. People can be mad all they want. I really can't think of one in particular that just scared the crap out of me.
I don't think anyone's going to be biting your head off for it.
I hope not. If not, I'll just comment in the actual comments what I actually think of it. All right. And lastly, number 5. Which GWA contributor are you looking forward to hearing make a Halloween audio, or who do you hope will record one?
So, Lottie Squeaks told me about an audio that she's planning to make for the Halloween thing, and it sounds awesome, and I'm really looking forward to hearing that one.
Me, out of the people that I know that are doing Halloween ones, Playful Little One actually told me that she has an idea that she's working on, and if I know that woman, it is going to be absolutely fantastic.
Definitely.
But, yeah. We survived the questionnaire! Even with us, like, rambling here and there and being downright silly.
I hope the audience survives it. It's, like, nearly 40 minutes long.
If anything... Okay, I feel like by now, if they know that it's me doing a questionnaire with someone, they should at least expect, like... I will talk for days. But on that note, before this audio gets any longer than it needs to be, thank you guys for being absolutely fantastic and for listening to us go through this questionnaire. Thank you, Sinful Stella, for making the questionnaire. And as I always end all my audios, stay classy, guys. And yeah, hope you enjoyed it.
Bye. I love all of you.